Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Pei Dalet. And we are on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the middle of a story. Today's daf is one of those that we definitely need more time on than we're going to have. But we'll do what we can in the time allotted on the daf of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and a lot of other exciting items that come up on today's daf. So we're on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the story of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, which is interesting to note if we think about who this person was. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Reb Shimon, who was in the cave with him, Shabbos Lamed Gimel, as we'll talk about later, Lag in Shabbos, that's the daf that they were sitting in the cave together for so many years, only eating carobs and water. And this Gemara talks about how skinny he must, obviously, in that story, how emaciated he must have been. And yet, here in this story, and it's going to become clear explicitly, that he was not emaciated at all in the Gemara coming up. But anyway, see, he was the ganav collector, so to speak, appointed by the Roman government. And he was doing his job, and others got upset at him. He said, "What do you want? I'm just getting the thorns out of the kerem." Right? Ani, his answer to the other Tanaim war, "Kotzim ani machalam in a kerem," which we didn't get to run say yesterday, but the Rishonim discuss. You know, when could one kind of it inish dina lanafshe? Could one take the law into their own hands? So the context in Baba Kama of that sugya of it inish dina lanafshe, that's more of dini mamonis. That if I don't think that the bezin is going to help me out, so I'm allowed to take, in certain cases, I'm allowed to take the law into my own hands, ovid or lo ovid in his genel and afshe. This is related to that, but it's also ben adam lamakom, right? It's also the societal good. It might be a more general ben adam lachavero, and that's a discussion in the Rishonim. When is that appropriate? When is that not appropriate? This is one of the Gemaras that goes on that list. There is an interesting comment of the Chachma Shlomo, which we've mentioned in the past, based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis, quotes a story, which is somewhat of an unusual story, because the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim made a mistake. Made a mistake, says the Gemara, Nun Beis Ma Beis. Imrata Bas Tli Bas Kohen Shazin Sahave. It was a woman who was a Bas Kohen that was Mizana. Akva Rav Chama Bar Ktuvia Chavile Zmuros. Rav Chama Bar Ktuvia wrapped her in vines, Visarfa, and burned her. Amar of Yosef, says the Gemara, because she was a Bas Kohen Shazinsa. That's the halacha, Bisrefa. Says Rav Yosef, Ta Batarti. Really, Rav Yosef says that Rav Chama Bar Ktuvia made two mistakes. Tabid Rav Masna, one number one with Rav Masna, Rav Masna who says that there is no more Dina Nefashas La'achar HaSanhedrin, there was no more Sanhedrin in those days, and that was the second one. The first one is Rav Masna who said that the Chi of Srefa is not literally Srefa, but it's pouring hot lead. And number two, that Uvasa Lakoanim Alavim Alashofet Hashayah B'yamimahim, Bizman Sheish Kohen Yish Mishpat, Bizman She'ain Kohen Ein Mishpat. Right, so there was no more Dine Nefashis in the time of Rav Chama Bar Ktuvia. So he made two mistakes. These were kind of obvious mistakes. If you ever opened up a Masechta Sanhedrin, you know what? How can we understand that? Says the Chachma Shlomo, the Marshal, in the back on the bottom of the Marsha. Really, he says, "Luli de Mistafina." It doesn't make any difference. Halacha Lamaisa. I'm just giving pshat in a story, but I'd like to say that one mistake answers the other mistake. Really, he knew, of course, that there was no more Sanhedrin, but it was a Harasha. This woman was, whatever the case was, it was a case of a woman who was publicly, undermining society, the culture, and being a terrible role model, the chulu. So he knew he had to make an example, or he had to do something. But he didn't want it to appear as if he was performing Misos Bizman Hazel, Acharas Sanhedrin. See, Dafka did it in a different way. He Dafka, in order that people don't think that that's really, following Chai Vimisa's Bastion. Shalo Yomru, done na filu bizmanazer, el asrefa, la fi sha'a, vitsarach sha'a, la oso hadaraya, veineni kecholik ala talmud, shere ein bo nafkusa, lo lechiva veloftura, vein ze ala lemashicha. I'm saying hilchel sal mashicha. But it says that's another example, the Chachma Shlomo says, of a Tana or an Amora taking the law into their own hands because they feel that the door is so paritz that the door needs it. So it could be that was also part of what was behind Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, doing this. So he used to go around and find out who was the ones that were the Ganavim, the Ben Yehoyada we mentioned, added in that maybe he was a face reader on a Kabbalistic level, and that's why he wasn't just taking his chances. But he could tell. He could tell based on the way that they looked. And finally, at the end, one time he said it, and then he felt a little bad. He wasn't sure, and they were about to kill him, and the guy admitted, right? As the many times there's a vidui before Misa, so someone admitted and said, you know, it was I did everything, you know, I was Bola Amara Marasa Yom Kippurim, and therefore says the said Rav Elazar Rav Shimon heard that he was okay, he was safe. Last skinny line. So let's pick up with that. I think that's what we're up to. And again, there's a lot here. He niach yado aban emeav. So he puts his hands on his innards. On his innards. Amar. Remember, those innards that only ate carob and water. Amar sisu b'nei me'ai sisu. You know, rejoice, my intestines. Umasveka shalachem kach. If your suffix cases, you are correct. And you are, you even acted a little quickly. But still, vado shalachem alachas kama v'kama. Surely, your vade cases have judged properly. Muftachani bachem, and I can tell, and I'm confident. Shein rima v'soleh sholetis bachem. I'm confident that, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to take it out on me in the future. There's not going to be any rotting of my body, you know, after I die, says Rabbi Reb Shimon. V'yafilu hagi lo misvedaite. But still, as the Derech of Tzadikim are, they're never sure. They're never sure. They're still nervous of what they are doing, right? So that's why we'll see, and we're going to see on the next Amud. He's still not sure. Even after the guy admitted, he still wasn't sure. So he wanted them to do a test, on him to see if his body was going to rot. La'asilava. So what they do? Ashkiyu asama the shit. So they give him some type of anesthesia or putting putting him to sleep. Vayilu al habeis hashisha, and they put him into a big marble house without windows. Vikara l'kreisei, they opened up, they did some type of dissection. Havu mafku minei dikule detarpa. They opened up and took some fats out of his body. Rashi, salim milein shuman, right? Lafisha bal basar haya ma'od. He was a very large man, which is, again, fascinating that it was after the whole previous story, right? He was very large. They took out some fats. I guess it wouldn't make such a difference if he was so large. It was like the one of the early types of the belt surgery, right? That removing some, right? So the umos vevishimshav, the tamu is va'av, lo misrachi. And they let it sit in the hot summer months, and it didn't decompose. Didn't decompose. So Baruch Hashem, he was able to rest assured. Sounds like Baruch Kol Tarbanami Lo Sariach. What do you mean? That kind of fat that you're talking about that never becomes putrid. No, Kol Tarbalo Sariach. Shurike Sumki Masriach. The general fat doesn't, but the sinews inside, you know, they do become putrid. Hacha Fagav Diika Shuriki Sumki Lo Masriach. Okay, so his didn't kari anafshe af bisari yishkon levetach. My basar will be okay forever. Good. Says the Gemara, v'yaf, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, mata, ki hai maisa liyadei, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi also, Rashi says he was also appointed to be a tofes ganovim by the Romans, and a similar idea, similar story happened to him. Why? That people were upset at him. But here it was a little more serious. Why? Pagabe Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi came to him. Amar Lei said, amase ata moser asam moshe lalokeinu lariga. How long are you going to put Jews, you know, be moser them? Right, which is also related to this Gemara. That's sugya. Omer Lei, what do you want from me? My Evan, Harmon of Demalkahu. I don't have a choice. I'm appointed by the king. Right, you might be a neshama and a goof, and you could go wherever you want, but I'm still a human being. Omer Lei, avucha arak la'asya at arog lutkia. What do you mean? Your father ran away to Asya, so why don't you just run to Lutkia? Me, run away. You know, get away from them. Who's his father? Who are we talking about here? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. So his father ran to Asya. So what do you mean, ran to Asya? So that's the Gemara that they're referring to, the Gemara in Shabbos Lama Gimel. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, they were all talking about the Roman government, if you remember. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda, who was the Rosh HaMadabrim, said something positive. They do great things. Rabbi Yossi was Shasak. And Rabbi Shimon said, they do it for all their own benefit and they're all Rishayim. So that's why they wanted to kill Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yossi, they sent it to Gaulus to Tzipori, the Gemara says. And Rabbi Yehuda became Rosh HaMadabrim. He was the one that was given the pedestal in the Roman eyes. But the Maharis Chai is here, just points out Sarachian, you know, number one, he never went to Asya. He went to Tzipori. And number two, he was forced to go to Tzipori. He didn't run himself. Unless you say there was like a second stage. They forced him to go to Tzipori, and then he himself ran to Asya by himself. You got to somehow put these two stories together from Metzia Pei Daled and Shabbos Lamed Gimel. Okay, Kevi Mikloi, Rabbi Shalb, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Bahadi Adadi. One time when these two men came together, next couple of lines of Gemara, we have to figure out exactly if there's symbolism here or what the message is. When they used to come together, they were very large. As we just said before, Baal Basar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon was a Baal Basar, so too was Rabbi Shalb, Rabbi Yossi. So when they used to stand next to each other, stomach to stomach, Havi Ayo Bakra de Ture Beinayu. You can even have some cattle going under their stomachs. Below Havi Nagabahu, and they would have enough room. Right, do you take this literally? That this is, Rabbi Tzadok says, it could just be that it is an exaggeration that they were very large. And even though they were very large, they had such a guf kadosh that their innards weren't going to rot less lavo. Maybe that's the chiddush. That they were so big, but you might think you're so big, then we have so many tagashmias. No. Every inch of their body, no matter how small or so large, you know, was kadosh, and therefore, it's a message to us to be mekadesh all of our guf. Amra loyahu hahu matronisa. There's a woman, certain non-Jewish woman came to them and said, B'necham einem shalachem. I bet your children aren't, your children are mamzerim. They're not yours. Why? Because you're so large. How could you ever be with your wife? B'necham einem shalachem. Amru la. So this might be kind of, answer in Ival Kivato, oh we'll see that soon. But Shalahanga Aldo Michelano, you think we're big, you should see our wives. Kind of a humorous comment. Meaning just begging the question, or some of Farshim say, well, whatever answer they were gonna give, maybe they wouldn't like the answer once they see all the wives, oh then forget it, it's double. So Shalahanga Michelanu. So they say, Kol Shagay, so surely, you know, I'm right, that all your kids are mamzerim. So Ika da Amre, different deus, Ika da Amre, Hafi Amru La, Ki Keish Gvura, so, meaning, we're able to do it. Meaning, if our body is big, then all parts of our body are big, and therefore, there is no problem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, helping us, and, creating a way for us to have children with our wives. Number one, Ika da Amre, or, da Amri Hachi Amru La, Hachi Amrula, Ahava Dochekas is a Basar. Where there's love, you know, you could, there's a way when sometimes there's a husband and wife that have, certain, issues, but you could get over it. Ahava Dochekas is a Basar. Velama Lahu La Durala, why they even answer them? Vaksiv Altani's Ksilki Valto? Don't answer such foolish questions. Shlola Hotzi Laz Albanea. No, they didn't want people, they wanted to give an answer, they didn't want them going around and say, they don't have an answer. Right? Shlola Hotzi Laz Al-Banayah. Right, Ava Dochekes is a basar, meaning when there's true Ava, then any problem could be solved. Right? Here it's talking about a physical problem, but any other problem, as we know, Ava Sheena Tuliya Badavar. As the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Ava Tuliya Badavar and Ava Sheena Tuliya Badavar. The example is given, David and Yehonah's son. That's the example of Ava Sheena Tuliya Badavar, not Tali. And it really makes no sense, the Mefarshim point out, the love between David and Yehonah's son. Because Yehonah's son was the next in line for the Malchus. And he was, and David, he knew, was the one that was going to take the Malchus from his father. And Shaul wanted to kill David HaMelech. And yet, Yonatan was David's best friend. Right? And that's Avash in a Tuliya Badavar. Even if it's irrational. But still, we're connected, and that conquers all. And that can even save your life. That was David and Yonatan. As we know, Yonatan made a bris with David, and was able to save his life. And this Ava that we're talking about is also Ava, Shein Tzuli B'davar, but it's true Ava. It's not personal Ava. We mention often the thought of the Malbim. Again, it's other Mefarshim also, but the thought of the Malbim on Parshas Vayetze, where the Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu was working for Rachel the first time, so he was working 7 years before he could have Rachel, and ended up he didn't even get Rachel in the end, but the Torah describes those days as going by very quickly. Vahi be'enav ki yamim achadim ba'av asa. Right, it was like nothing. V'yavod Yaakov Rachel Sheva Shanim, and V'yi Be'enav Ki Yamim Achadim Ba'av Asa. That's the Malbim. Usually, when you love something, time goes slower if you can't have it. Time doesn't go faster. So why is the time? Why does the time go faster? So says the Malbim. In a sense, it might have gone slower, but this is a different type of love. Says the Malbim. Most of the time, when we say we love something, we don't really love the item. When we say we love a certain food, I love fish. If I really love fish, I'd get the fish and put it in a fish tank and feed it every day. That's if I really love fish. No, if I love fish because fish makes me feel good when I eat it, so I really love myself. And then the fish makes me feel good. It's not that I love the fish. That's most loves. Avas atzmo. But, and then, if that's true, then Yom Lashana Yechashiv Lo. Then time will go tick slower, because that is something that I really love myself, and I can't have something. But if I really love the other item, the other person, that's Avas Hadavar. So that's something different. Then, just the fact that I'm going to have that other item, the other person with me, so then that itself conquers any type of time going slower. Ki avas acheshek hu avas atzmo, lo avas hadavar, aval avas hatov, ohevas hadavar atov, lo es atzmo. The alze amar, and that's how the pasuk ends, ba'ahavasosa. Shelohaisa ava choseres. It wasn't an ava that's chose it to the person himself. V'yalkein hayu beinav, kiyamim achadim. That's true love, and that's how these tanoim answered this woman, right? Ava docheches zabasar, love could conquer all. Meaning in certain cases, and you know, we find that in our lives, that if there's true connection between a husband and wife, then even the mesiras nefesh that we see between spouses, you know, for in so many different situations, you know, that's superhuman, not sleeping and taking care of the other one, right? That's the message of this Gemara, of if the real relationship. So then any, they're talking about a silly issue, but maybe the message for us, why this is in the Gemara, is on the more basic levels. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Evared Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Kachemas Bas Tisha Kavin. Amar Papa, the limb, Rabbi Yochanan, the limb of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is this big. Amar Papa, Evared Rabbi Yochanan Kachemas Bas Chameshas Kavin. Rabbi Papa says Rabbi Yochanan is this big. V'armila Bas Shloshas Kavin. Some say three. The Rabbi Papa Gufe, Kitakuri Taharpani. And Rabbi Papa's body part itself was also like Kitakuri Taharpani. Rashi says like very large, that like the Salim Sha'usim Barpanya, like baskets. What body part are we talking about here? Says the Ritva. The Ritva says, we're talking about some type of part that connects the arms and the elbow, or maybe it's the knee, continuing to describe how, you know, how large they were, and maybe emphasizing, like Rabbi Tzadok said, even though they were so large, they were makadesh every part of their body. That's the Ritva. The Ritva quotes this, a part, makoma kiboris shel azroa o hayarech shehu agul. It's like the knee or the elbow. Visham botkina adam shehu shamed va'av. And that's where you check how big a, that's a marker of how big a person is. You know, where you could, test where his parts, body parts fit together. The Shita Mekubetza says, maybe, evare means echlei. His eating habits. His eating habits. This was for his eating habits, also describing how big it was. Says v'yesh b'vajim evarei pirish achilaso. As he quotes from Rabbeinu Peretz. And then the Ritva says, and what Rashi says is wrong. Rashi doesn't say a word here. There's an implicit part of Rashi, but Tosva seems to say beferish. Evarei derbi Yishmael, which will make this Gemara a little unusual, but we could talk about a message. Elu dvarim nichtavu shel alohosi laz al b'nei adam shehem kach. What's going on? Tosfos, and maybe Rashi implicitly says this is talking about the Aver HaZachar. And what's the Gemara emphasizing Tosfos says? So people shouldn't think that if there's ever a person in life that's very, very fat and he has children, you shouldn't think that there's a problem with his kids. Right? So the Gemara is describing so that you see, you know, like the Gemara said before, if somebody is large, then other parts of his body might also be large, and therefore, maybe that's why the Gemara says it. The Ritva is not happy about that pshat, but I saw it's one of the Chachma Shlomo. In the back here, again, the second Chachma Shlomo of the day, suggests, well, maybe the emphasis is not obviously a physical, but a physical body part, but like the Gemara says elsewhere, kol hagadol mechaveiro yitzro gadol hemenu. The greater a person is, Hashem has to level the playing field. And if somebody is a greater tzaddik, then Hashem will make their Yetzirah even greater. And that's what this Gemara is emphasizing. How great they were, they also had a great taiva. But they were able to, balance that and correct it, and obviously only use their taiva in a kadosh way. So obviously every line of Gemara is meant to teach us something, according to any pshat of the Rishonim. Some on the surface seem a little unusual, but we just have to, you know, dig a little deeper to gain the messages. So again, three different ideas, what limb is being referred to here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we get into Rabbi Yochanan, who was also known as someone who was large. Ana ishtari mishapir Yerushalayim. I'm left over from the wonderful, good-looking family of Yerushalayim. Right, the Tosfos points out here, Rabbi Yochanan lived way after the Churban Habayis, so it can't be from the that mishpacha directly. So it means descendants. Second Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan acher Churban harbe haya elaklomar ishtari mi mishpachtam. Right, he says, I'm from the Shapiri, I'm a descendant, I have great schusavos. My family was a shining family. Rashi uses that lashon of shining. Hi, man, de boy, merci, shufri, de Rabbi Yochanan. If anybody ever wanted to see the shine of Rabbi Yochanan, mom is shined, his body, his face shined. We can't fathom Rabbi Yochanan. Can't fathom his godless. So, Nasi Kisi de Kaspa, mi be silky, bring a new silver cup that was just made. Bring it out from the silversmith's place. Vinemile partsida de rumia sumka, fill it with red pomegranate seeds from a red pomegranate. Vinadarle kalila de varda sumka, and put little petals of a red rose, lepume, on the rim of this that you filled up with seeds. Vinose beishim shalatul, and put it like right where the sun and the shade meet, and there's going to be a certain type of shady area on the ground next to it. Hahuza harure, that area me'ein shufrei d'Rabbi Yochanan. So that area with the light shining, with the reflection, that'll give you a little bit of what the shine of Rabbi Yochanan's face was. Says the Gemara, really? Ain't he? Rabbi Yochanan is one of the shiny ones in history. But what about the Fadlin Chazal? V'yamar mar, shufrei de Rav Kahana, me'ein shufrei de Rabbi Avo. He was a little bit close to Rabbi Avo. Shufrei de Rabbi Avo, me'ein shufrei de Yaakov Avinu. Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu, me'ein shufrei to Adam Arishon. Imagine Adam Arishon, right? Even, is this talking about before the Chet or even after the Chet? He was still, you know, Nivra from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, but either way, who's not on the list? V'ile Rabbi Yochanan, lo kachashiv lei. Where's Rabbi Yochanan? Why isn't he on the list? Shiny Rabbi Yochanan, da hajus panim lo hav yalei. No, he didn't have hajus panim. What does that mean? Does that mean there was some other type of shine? Some say it means he didn't have a beard. Right, Haji Rashi says, Zakan, didn't have a beard. Why didn't he have a beard? He couldn't grow a beard. He was so, out of all the other Amoraim. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan, that's the story. Here we go. So now we get into other major issues. Rabbi Yochanan Abi Azav, once we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan and his practices and his physical appearance, so we have a couple of other related stories. Rabbi Yochanan Abi Azav, Ashari Tevila. Rabbi Yochanan used to sit outside the mikvah. Outside, you know, when at the top of the river. So he used to sit Ashari Tevila. And Amar used to say, Ki salkin benos Yisrael mitfilas mitzvah, when the girls used to come up from the mikvah, lifku be, they should see me first. Ki hechi delev aluhu bani shapiri kavasi. He knew he was handsome, he knew he had the looks, so he wanted to give that over. So he said, if they see me, I'll pi kabbalah. You know, the first thing a woman sees when she comes back to the mikvah should be her husband. But I guess if there was a Rabbi Yochanan in the generation, see, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't so bad either. They could be physically attractive like me, and Gemiri Araisa Kavasi. And also, he was acknowledged his Torah knowledge, so he wanted them to see that as well. Let's just finish this section, and then we'll talk about it. Amrle Rabbanan lo mistifi mar me'ein abisha. Aren't you worried from Ayin Hara? From Ayin Hara, you put yourself in a central spot. Everybody's looking at you. The pernicious effects of Ayin Hara. Amrle, he says, no, I'm not. I'm protected. Ana mizara di Yosef Kasina. I come from Yosef HaTzadik. I know de lo shalta be'ein abisha. That there's no ayin hara on Yosef HaTzadik. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, in Vayechi, ben parat Yosef, ben parat ale ayin, v'yama revavavo, atigre ale ayin, ela ole ayin. Those who are above the eye, the above the evil eyes, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm protected. I come from Yosef, ale ayin, or a different limud, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, amar mehacha, v'yidgul arov, v'keref ha'aretz, and the fit in the bracha to Yosef and his children was v'yidgul arov, they should be like dagim, madagim shebayam, mayim chasim otam, vein ayin sholat esbohem, just like water covers the fish, there's no ayin, right, fish are like multiplied like unbelievably, avzaro shel Yosef, ein ayin sholat esbohem. So too the descendants of Yosef do not have ayin hara. So the Gemara talks about that he was not worried about ayin hara, asks the achronim, what about Yetzer Hara? Forget Ayin Hara, what about Yetzer Hara? He's sitting at the top of the river there when the women come up. Isn't he worried about Yetzer Hara? Right, you shouldn't put yourself into a situation. So the Achronim point out, the Bach makes this comment. In Brachas Daf Chaf, there's another Gemara that talks about his physical appearance. He had very long eyelashes. Very long eyelashes. There's another Gemara where we had, remember one of the, had at the end of Baba Kama, I think it was Rav Kahana who came to learn with him, and he was asking all these kashas, and he said, who is that? Lift up my eyelashes, I can see who that is. So they lifted up, and then he got upset, and he eventually died. Rabbi Kana. So anyway, so he couldn't see anything. Only they could see him; he couldn't see them. So that's why there was no issue of yetzer hara. There was just the issue the Gemara talks about of ayin hara. But there is more to talk about. Tosis talks about Yosef. Every Tosis on this Amud is important. Yosef. Every Tosis is important in general. I take that back. But these Tosis, and we're going to mention because they relate. Yosef Ashari Tfila says the Gemara. What about what it says in Psachim? When it says in Psachim, V'hadar mina bari Psachim, Haiman depaga be'itza be'idan desa. It's like dangerous, Kabbalistically, to meet a woman on the night that she's going back from Tilas Mitzvah. Achaz tele ruach zenunim. So Tosis has two answers. Number one, there's a difference between whether you meet her and talk to her and have a conversation and schmooze, or she just happens to see you. Right, that's the difference. Hainu kisha pogeava. Avar b'yochanan shayi yoshev sham b'keva einzu p'giyah. That's not, that halacha doesn't apply there. Or, inami, hasam, shepogea, kishole, boda, ruma, benanar. You're pogea, when it's in an unsneeze, inappropriate way. If you're sitting all the way up on top when she comes and she's already, finished with everything she had to do down there, so then that's where that Kabbalistic idea does not apply. What is all this about? Right, so again, in general, the post can bring down that, after a tefillas mitzvah, then a woman should be, you know, focused on going home, tefillas mitzvah, but the Rishonim already discuss that a lot of it has to do with what's going to be on the mind, b'shas chibur, b'shas husband and wife being together, just like we mentioned, to be sanctify our lives, but to sanctify our lives in this area is also crucial. The Svarno says it even in Parshas Vayetze. The Svarno says, no, it's a lahavdil because it's talking about animals, but how did Yaakov Avinu able to get the spotted and the speckled after he took them all out and he gave them to Lavan? So the Pasuk says that he put sticks in front of the sheep. So the sheep could see the sticks. What does that do? Says the Svarno. Even the sheep could be thinking spotted and speckled as they were impregnated by their male counterparts. The machshavos of parents while they are involved in the creation of the children, so that itself could have tremendous effects. And the Ravid also talks about this. The Ravid in the Bali Nefesh, the Ravid Sefer on Hilchas Nida, he also has Shar Tikkun Vestos, he has all the halachas, Shar Atfila, it's quoted all over Hilchos the Tur, and the Beis Yosef quoted all the time. And then he has Shar Kedusha, and there he talks about various levels of kavana that one should, you know, have, and all the halachas that have to do with this area of halacha have to do with helping engender privacy and sneas and focus of a husband and wife on each other. That's all the halachas. All of that is the focus. So he talks about harishon l'shem, and that's part of the message of not being with other people on the night of Leil Tevila of the Tevilas Mitzvah. So the Bali Nefesh talks about. So he says, number one, harishon l'shem piri yevarivya shebekulan shumakayim b'shtei mitzvahs peravu u'mitzvahs ha'ona. Number three, l'tikun avlad. The Gemara talks about this elsewhere, that even after a woman is pregnant, you know, you focus on the tefilos of how the child should turn out. Shlishis, avol b'shein balo zeh balo zeh, elashi mishtokekes elav, hu makir bash, hu mishtadelos, hu maratzo oso, in order to be there for each other in their relationship, focusing on her, and then he's focusing on him. He talks about be able to be go there one's taivis to channel it properly, but all the kavanas involved are important in this most physical animalistic act. We mentioned the unbelievable thought of the Maharal in the past. Maharal writes, why are the big three averos, why are those the big three? Gilia writes about Azor Shvichas Damim, why Dafka those three? Says the Maharal, because this is the beginning of Pirkei Avos, those three are the exact opposites of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, the three pillars that the world stands on. So if I violate, then the whole world doesn't have any reason to exist. So how are they opposites? So the Maharal says two out of three are pretty straightforward. Avodah and Avodah Zarah. And Chesed and Shvichas Damim. So those two are opposites. Those fit. But what about the other ones? Torah and Gilia Arayis. What do those have to do with each other? How are those opposites? Says the Maharal, Torah is the most sublime, the most amazing, the most inspiring, the most heavenly activity that we can be involved in, that we all have a schus to be involved in, at least an hour a day together. But the opposite, Gidei Arayos, is the most animalistic, the most mundane, the most earthly activity that a person can be involved in. That's how they're opposites. So even that activity, not even, maybe especially that activity, that is what this Gemara is emphasizing and other sources, that we have to sanctify it. We have to sanctify it and make it holy. As we know, it's called Kiddushin, and that's why Dafka, the oaths that a man has throughout his life, every second of his life, is he's Dafka in that area. Dafka in that area, the Bris Milah, to connect me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even on the most animalistic level, it's all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yochanan. So now we get to probably the more well-known part of the daf, or we'll make it well-known right now. Very exciting. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Yom Achad, second wide line. Havikasachi Rabbi Yochanan b'yardinam. Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Yardane. Chazia Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish sees him, and he knows he's a very handsome guy. So once one of the Achronim said, well, remember, he didn't have a beard. If you say he didn't have a beard, so he couldn't tell if he was a man, whatever. He was very handsome in the water up to his head. So, Chazia Reish Lakish, either way. V'sharva liyardana basre. Rabbi Yochanan, who was this Reish Lakish, who was a very strong, in-shape man at that time. So he jumped in after him. Omar le chelech la raisa. Rabbi Yochanan sees Reish Lakish. He sees he's a very strong man. He says, you should put your strength in Torah. You should, at this point in his life, he was not connected to Torah. Reish Lakish, he was the head of the bandits. Says, oh, you should connect to Torah. Omar Lei, Shufrech Lanashi. He says, yeah, well, you're a very handsome guy. You should go to the women, right? You could have, you're very handsome. Omar Lei, Ihadartbach, if you are Choserbo, if you come back with me, Yavinu Lecha Achosi, I'll give you my sister. I'll convince my sister to marry you to Shapir Minah. She's even more beautiful than I am. You think I'm handsome. You should see how beautiful my sister is. And they talk more, and Kibal Alei, Reish Lakish, was Bekabal on himself to come back and learn with Rabbi Yochanan. Boy, Lamadra Lasuye, Mane Velo Matzi. Fascinating Ha'ara. Then he jumped in. Now he was trying to get out, and maybe it was a little hard for him to get out and get his clothes back on. Once he was Makabel Al Torah, he became weaker in all other areas. Because his whole focus, Reish Lakish at that moment, changed the whole focus of his life. And so much of accomplishing in life is what we're motivated to do and what we're focused on. And all of a sudden here, he no longer had a motivation for physical prowess. And all of a sudden it changed, right? Rashi says, Bishakiba Olav Al Torah, Tashash Kocho. He already became weaker. So what happened? Hadar, Rabbi Yochanan took him, Akre, Ba'asne, V'shavi, Gavaraba, made him into a great man. Tosis points out here, from the Lashon of Ihadart Bacha, if you are Choserbo, so Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam, again, next Tosis that we're doing, Reish Lakish was a Baal Tshuva, right? Because it says Hadart means Choserbo. He originally must have been in the fold, and then he went off the Derech, and now he's coming back. Reish Rabbeinu Tam assumes that way. Reish Lakish Dimitchila Yada Harbe Ela Sheparak Ol Torah V'Nase Am Haaretz V'Asak Balistiyot. Then he came back. You don't have to say that. Choserbo might just mean, we call a Baal Tshuva, even if they were never connected to Torah. But that's the Diyuk of Rabbeinu Tam, that he did that. Also, I saw the Sharm Sen Balacha as an interesting Ha'ara. We know there's a whole discussion of Geirus L'Shem Davar Acher, right? If you convert for marriage, if you convert for something else. So the Gemara looks down upon that in Yevamos. Right? To convert somebody for money, for marriage, is looked down upon. Again, if you have a real commitment, then Kabbalah's mitzvah is okay. But it's looked down upon. But a Baal Tshuva L'Shem Ishus is not looked down upon. Anyway, you're Jewish. Anywhere, you want to come back to Shalom L'Shma, that's fine. Doesn't matter. So this is like a Baal Tshuva L'Shem Ishus. Right? But that's not a problem. Also, the Sharm Seder Malach has two Ha'aras. Number one, and then he has another Ha'ara. It says that Rabbi Yochanan, his father died when his mother was pregnant with him, and his mother died in childbirth. So he didn't have any parents. And he obviously had a sister that married Reish Lakish. So, obviously, that the sister's older than Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So Pashas is that Reish Lakish's wife was older than him. This is a makar that has no problem with marrying the woman being older than the man. And he quotes other sources as well related to that. But that is the interesting ha'ara. You just got to do the math with other gemaras about He quotes Mikan Hevi Ryer Mchil Do Weismandel Shein Shum Inyan Shalolis Chatenim Isha Mufugeres Bimenu. No problem. And he says, in case Achoz Rabbi Yochanan Mufugeres Mi Rabbi Yochanan, and then it quotes that Rabbi Yochanan used to call Reish Lakish Dart Yunukas. He was younger, so he says this is a cause other Ryers, but that's a. Interesting ha'aro too. 2 points of the Sha'ar Mitzionim b'halacha. Okay, Yom Achad, one day. Have you mifligim be imagine there was a machlokas in the Gemara, hasayif ha'sakin v'pigyon v'aroma v'magal yad v'magal katsir. All these types of swords and weapons and spears, me'em asay makabal and tumah. So when are they makabal tumah? When is the Gemara Malacha? Bishas Gemara Malachton. Me'em asay Gemara Malachton. A kli is only makabal tumah when there's Gemara Malacha. So when is it? Reveochran amar mishi yitzarfi b'kivshon. After you take it out of the kiln and the oven. Rabbi Yishlokish Amar, Mishi Yitzach Tzachan B'mayim. No, you have to rinse them in water, cold water also. So that's also part of the process. And then comes the phrase. Omar Lei. Rabbi Yochanan says, after Yishlokish says his opinion, Lista Abelista Yuseyada. What does that mean? Literally, a bandit knows his bandit material. Meaning, Pashtus, what he might have meant was, oh yeah, you have experience in this. I know, you know this. He didn't mean it as an insult. Chas v'shalom. He was just saying, oh, Reish Lakish, you used to be a bandit, so you know a lot of this stuff. But Reish Lakish took it as a, oh. So this is that you're still, right? He didn't mean, he took it as a reminding him of, we had earlier in the fourth parak about Onaz Dvarim. You're not allowed to remind somebody of their past. So it's hard to fathom that Rabbi Yochanan really did this. He must have not meant it, but Reish Lakish took it that way. So he got very upset. Amalei, Omaya, honestly. So what have you done for me? Hazam Rebbe Karuli, Hacha Rebbe Karuli. There I was the head of the bandits, and here I'm head of the yeshiva. You know, how has my life changed? Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Ahani lecha, takravinich, tachas kanfe ashchina. What do you mean? I brought you back on the tachas kanfe ashchina. What are you upset for? Cholash died to Rabbi Yochanan got very upset. So, it's an unusual Gemara. Is Reish Lakish, next line. Cholash Reish Lakish got sick. Did he get sick because he was so upset how he felt that his Rebbe did this and he was so depressed? Or was this a punishment for making Rabbi Yochanan depressed? Because it's interesting that in the Gemara, the first thing that's said is what happened to Rabbi Yochanan. Not what happened to Reish Lakish. First it says Rabbi Yochanan got depressed, and then it says Reish Lakish got sick. As if there's a connection between those two. In any case, Asoi Achsei, his sister, meaning Reish Lakish's wife, Rabbi Yochanan's sister, comes to him, Kabaki, so starts crying to Rabbi Yochanan. Amr le Asei b'shul b'ni. David, for my children. Amr lo Azva yisomecha aniachaya, am I in charge? Right, I'm going to cause them to live. Asei b'shul amanusi. Amr lo v'amunosecha laitiv tachu. Maybe it's kind of like Yaakov Avinu with Rachel. Noach nafshe de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And Reish Lakish, out of this story, he dies. Vavi come in style, Rabbi Yochanan Basrei Tuva. Rabbi Yochanan is so upset. It's interesting, he didn't seem to daven so hard, but he's extremely, he can't deal with it. He's afterwards, Amar Rabbanan, Man Lezo Leisve Ladaite. Who are we going to send to make calm Rabbi Yochanan down? Nezo Rabbi Lazar Ben Pedas. Let's send Rabbi Lazar Ben Pedas, the Mechadadin Shmaitse, who is very sharp. He's the best guy we have. So Azal Yosef Kameh. So he went to sit in front of him. Call Misi Davi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Everything that Rabbi Yochanan ever said in Shir Amar Le Tani De Masayel Elecha. I can prove it to you from a Braisa. He was a great student. Everything the Rebbe said, you're right. Amar says Rabbi Yochanan. Ad Kabar Lakisha. Are you like Reish Lakish? Bar Lakisha. Ki Avi Amina Milsa. Whenever I said anything, Havi Machi Li Esrin Va'arba Kushyasa. He used to ask me 24 questions. Uma Frikna Le. Esther Va'arba Piruki, and how to come up with 24 different answers. Umemela Rav Chashmaitza. And through that, the sugya became clean and white. Why 24? Says the Marsha. 24 questions, 24 answers, 48. And then there are the item itself, right, which is 49. And then we say there are Memtes Panim Torah. Right, there's 49 ways to understand Torah. So you have the 24, and the one original. Fascinating. That's the only muck. That's the number. So Rabbi Yochanan says, my Rabbi Reish Lakish used to ask me kashas, and we used to have great discussions. And you tell me, I can prove to you. Until you're done at the Shaper Kamina. What, you don't think I'm right? I don't need your rias. If I said something, I think I'm right. And what happens? Havi ka'azil v'kara mane. He went around, he tore his clothing. He tore his clothing. Now, why didn't he tear it right away? It's not the physical loss of Reish Lakish, it's the Torah of Reish Lakish. He couldn't deal with V'kabachi v'yamar. He used to cry the following haunting phrase, Heichad bar Lakisha, Heichad bar Lakisha, where are you, my Reish Lakish? He couldn't live without his chavrusa. V'avikat sabach, and he cried, Adeshaf daite mine. He lost his mind. He lost his mind. Bo Rabban and Rachmi Alei, the Rabban and davened for him. It doesn't say what they davened. Did they daven that he should die? They davened that Hashem put him out of his misery somehow. And then he died. Right? It relates to the Ran and Nedarim Daf Mem. Are you allowed to daven if somebody's in a certain case that they should die? Rachman al Islan. Or you're never allowed to do that? That's this Gemara. Just one other Ha'ara, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, a well-known Ha'ara, on this Gemara. Rav Yochanan couldn't handle losing his Chavrusa. The Gemara tells us at the beginning of Brachas, Rav Yochanan lost 10 sons. 10 sons of his died. And he used to go around comforting people. Dain Garma da Serapir. Right? He used to go around and maybe carry a bone of his son. Gemara talks about a tiny little piece. See, he was able to handle loss of 10 sons, but he wasn't able to handle the loss of his chavrusa. Chas v'shalom, not what he, of course he loved his children. Of course! Terrible! But his connection to Torah, he was like, he couldn't, that he couldn't live with. Couldn't live with! And that's the Rambam's Lashon, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz quotes in Ilchas Rotzeach, where the Rambam says, why do you have to send a Rebbe to the Ir Miklat with the person who killed Beshogeg? Because if somebody is connected to Torah, and they can't learn Torah, it's like they're dead. It's like they're dead. The Rambam's Lashon, Shechaye ba'ale chachma umevaksheha below Talmud Torah, kamisa chashuvim. That's the Lashon of the Rambam in Ilchas Rotzeach, based on the Gemara and Makas Dav Yud. Bezu Chai Shmulevitz in the Maimer Mem, in the Madura Chadasha, that's Rav Chai Shmulevitz's Ha'ara. Okay. Man. Vafilo Hachi, Amid Beis. Now we get back to what we said before. Even, remember we started off this daf with Rav Lazar Reb Shimon. Even after Rav Lazar Reb Shimon heard the guy confess, and even after they did the fat test with his fat, or maybe that was done afterwards, either way, the Gemara says, Lo Samach Rav Lazar Reb Shimon Adaite. He was still nervous. Maybe there was some ganav somewhere that he was wrong with. So what happens? Kabbalah Yisuri, he davened, and the great Tanaim, I guess, could do this, right? He was Makabal Yisurin. He asked for Yisurin. He had tremendous physical pain. Remember the story of Nachamish Gamzu, right? He also, the story in Tinus where he accepted Yisurin and it's terrible. So Ba'urta, what happened? So in the morning, every night, Havi Mayachile Shisinabti, every night they used to put 60 felt mattresses under him. Litzafra in the morning, Nagdi Mitu Deshisin Meshichli Dama Vakiba, they used to squeeze out the blood and the pus from these mattresses and fill up 60 basins. I mean, they used to ooze out all of his wounds. Lamachar Avdile Debisu Shisimini Lafta. And his wife used to give him 60 types of lafta, some type of food that comes from figs, Rashi says. V'achalu Abarin, he used to get better. He used to, after going through all of these, his wife used to try to heal him. V'lo Avishavka Le Debisu Lamefek Lame Madrisha. His wife didn't let him go learn in the base Madrish. Kihechi Dolitzchu Rabbanan. He didn't want the rabbis to get upset at him. Remember, they were upset because they felt that he was being a Malshin and being a Moser. So she was worried about his health and safety. So she didn't let him go to the base medrash. Ba'urta Omar Lahu, and every night he used to say to them, what's Lahu? Rashi, Limach Ovav, first skin line. He used to talk to his Yisurin. Others say the Maharal says, no, it doesn't mean that. It just means he was Makabal at Basimcha. Doesn't mean he literally spoke to his wounds. But either way, he said, Achai Vareyai, Bo, come, affect me, just in case. You know, he wanted to get the punishment in Olam Hazeh. Bitzafra Amaluhu Zilu Mibnei Bitol Torah. In the morning he said, no, but now you gotta leave, because if I'm in pain and I can't focus, I'm gonna be Mavatol Torah. Yomachad Shama Debisu. One day, his wife heard him saying this. Amrolei Atka Maisis Luhu Alivaich. Maybe she didn't know. You're bringing this all on yourself? You're asking for these Yisurin? Kalita Mamu Chobesaba. How much money we spend on the healing, on the food? You are, decimating and finishing the Mamun Beis Abba. She says, I'm leaving. Imrida Azala Beis Nasha. She went back to her father's house. Saliku Va'azu Anachshisin Sapunai. So one time, later on in their life, there was a boatsman, 60 boatsmen that came to see him. Ailulei Shisin Avde. And some have say that they were, Rashi says, Lefisha Amar Aleim Nachsho Shalyan, there was some storm in the sea. And they davened, save us in the Schus of Blazer Reb Shimon. And they were saved. They wanted to bring him some Akaras HaTov. So they brought him 60 Avadim. Kinekitu Shisin Arniki, that had 60 bags of money. Bavile Shisimini Lafta. They also made him a plenty of food. Viachalu, and he ate it, meaning he was doing well. Yomachad, one day, Amrali Labarta. The wife, who was no longer living with him, says to her daughter, Zili Baki Bavuch, my covenant Idna, go see how your father's doing. Asya she came, Amrala. He says to her, Zili Amrali Imech, go tell your mother, Shalanu Gadomi Shalahem. Go tell your mother that, you know, we have plenty of riches, nothing to worry about. More than your father's house. Maybe she was starving. She went back to get some food. He says she could come back. Good. A play on words with the boats. Achal vishasi ubari. So he got healthy. And nafek lebeis medrash. The wife wasn't there to stop him yet, so he went out to the beis medrash. When he was in the beis medrash, there were 60 women that came to ask him shailos in hilchas nida, and he was matar all of them. Right, he was a bucky and all the different types of reds. He was matire, all the questions. Havi kamaranani rabbanan. The rabbanan started like a sneering after him. They're all tahar. Not one is a safek. Viyamri sakatadak lesbu chad safek. Oh, come on. How can you be so sure? All of them? Amalu, he says to them, im kamosi hu yukulam zakharim. If I'm right, then all the women tonight should go and become pregnant, and they should all have males. And if I'm wrong, then there'll be some girls born also. And Hayukulam Zacharim, and they were all males, which was a raya that he was correct. And they all called their kids Reb Elazar. There were 60 Elazars in the community based on that. Tanya. Some say that maybe Dafka, there's a way that he knew that Damnida is only molded in the cavus and not if she wasn't totally tar. Okay. Tanya. Amar Rebbe, Kama period of Bitla, Risha Zumi Yisrael. This Roman government was Mevatel so many children. Why? Rashi has 2 days. Number one, because Reb Elazar had to go around finding the Ganav. He couldn't see sit in the base medrash, and he was the most makel to answer the Shiloh so the women could go home to be with their husbands. So the Romans are at fault. Or number two, because of what they did, he had to stay home, and his wife didn't let him come to the base medrash, and that's why he wasn't in the base medrash. Either way, the amazing stories of today's daf are not over yet. When he was about to die, he says to his wife, Yadana bidrabanan derisichi alai. I know a number of rabbis are angry at me. Vlomiaski bishapir, they're not going to bury me properly. What does that mean? They're not going to bury me in the cave with my father. So they're not, I know. So I need you to do something that will prove that they can. Ogenin ba'alisoi. After I die, just lie me in the attic. Don't bury me. Keep me in the attic. Velotitz leminoi. And don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. I asked the marsha. You're not allowed to bury, halanas ames. You're not allowed to delay burial. Answer, says the marsha, covet ames, shiny. You're allowed to be a delay for covet ames, right? To have family members come, whatever. This is covet ames, even though it's going to be decades. But it's covet ames, right? So you can be buried properly afterwards. Amar Shrabba Nachmeni, Yishtayeli Ime, to Reb Yonasan. The mother of Reb Yonasan told me, Dishtayla Debisa, there was Reb Shimon. The Reb Lazar Reb Shimon's wife told her, Lo Pachos Bitimne Sreva, Lo Tafim Yasrin Uvetrain Shnin. Somewhere between 18 and 22 years. Ignise Balisa. He was within the attic. Whenever I went there, I checked his hair. Whenever a hair came out, there was blood that followed. Meaning he was mamish, wasn't putrefying, wasn't disintegrating. One day I saw a little insect of some kind, or a worm, coming out of his ear. And I was upset. I'm like, Ayvei, he's rotting. No, he came to me in a vision. Amarli, he says, Lomidihu, don't worry about it. Yomachad, Shameh, Vizilusa, the servant of Rabbanan, Velomachi, Kidaboyle. One day I heard a rabbi being insulted, and I didn't stand up enough appropriately. That's why this is coming out of my ear. Because I'm being punished for that. But that, everybody gets a punishment for what they did. But in general, don't worry, my body is still okay. Kiavyasi, Beitre Ladina, when two people used to come to a Dintara, Avikaimi Ababa, used to stand at the front door of his house. Omar Milsei, they each would say their own Shita. Nafik, they used to say what happened in their case. Nafik Kalame Elisa, and from the attic, there was a voice that went out. The Omar, Ishploniata Zakhayev, Ishploniata Zakhay. Whoa, ask the Maris Chayes, as you would have guessed he would. What are you talking about? Lobasha Miami. What are you talking about? He died already. What's happening here? How could this be? So the Maris Chayes says, unless you say, well, by dinim mamonis, maybe it's okay, because it's nital mechila anyway. Once they hear the voice, you're right, there's lo bashamayimi, but then they agree, okay, we'll go like that. So any dinim mamonis case, you can agree to any pshara that you want. So it could be that they're not really paskening. Other answers are that he just put it into the minds of the dayanim to give them siyata d'shmaya to judge the case properly. But they weren't obviously talking about that case. There's an unbelievable chashuk echemet on that, but we'll have to wait maybe. Yom achad havika minsa debisu b'hadei shevita. One time, his wife was arguing with one of the neighbors. Amrale take a baila. And the other neighbor got angry at her, and she said, you know what, you should end up just like your husband. Shlonitan lekvura, that who never gets buried. Whoa. Amir abanan, kule haivadil avarachara. If it's already at that stage that they're using that as an insult, it's inappropriate. So, it's time to bury him. Ika da Amri, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is chazilu b'chelma. Or others say that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came to all of them in a dream, Omer lo, and he said, pray da achash yishli b'neichem. I have a wonderful child. V'yetar motim la'viya etzli. You don't want to bring him to me? Azor abanan li'asuke bay. The rabbis went fine to be involved. Lo shavku b'neich barya. But they wanted to bury him, but there was a certain people in the city that were nearby. They didn't want him to be buried yet. To call Shani Davi Naim, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Be'elisa, during all the time that he was in the attic, Lo Salak Chayarala Maisayu. There were never any wild animals that came and attacked any of them. So they couldn't, these people were not letting them bury. Yom Achad Mal Yom Tikipuri Havi. Oh, it was Erev Yom Kippur 1 year. Havi Tridi, so everybody was busy. So Rabbanan said, okay, now's our chance. Shadru Rabbanan Labanei Biri V'asuku La'arse. The Rabbanan went quickly, and they brought the coffin. They brought the Aron. V'amtiyua L'marta Davua. They brought it to the cave of his father. Ashkechu La'achna, the Hadri L'marta. There was a snake that was going around and, right, we're talking about the Lo Bashamayim. It's Tanur Shel Achnoi. Right, same. This is an Achna. Maybe there's a connection. The snake is guarding the cave. Amrula. They said Achna Pischi Picha V'Yikanez Benetz Alaviv. Open up, Pasach Lahu, and they opened up. One more line. Shalach Rebbe Ladaber V'Ishto. After that, Rebbe went to. Now that he died. Okay, so now up until this time, your husband wasn't buried. Okay, nothing doing. But now he went to maybe his wife wants to get remarried. Shalchalei, she says, Klish and Ishtamish bo Kodesh, Ishtamish bo Chol? Not my husband. My husband, there's nobody, it's like a Malin ba Kodesh vein Moritin. Right? Taman Amrin, or a similar idea, they say in Eretz Yisrael, Ba'aser Demari Besa Tali Zaine, where the head of the house hung his weapons. Kul Baraya Kolsei, the shepherd's gonna hang, Tala, he's gonna hang his knapsack, so therefore, no, it's not that she's insulting, she's just saying, I can never live with anybody besides my husband. You know, there's nobody else. So, Shalach La, he sends her, Nihita Batorah Gadam Imeni, Avot Maisim Tovim, Gadam Imeni. Finally, he was greater than me in Torah. What about Maisim Tovim? Shalach Le Batorah Mi Gadam Im Cholo Yadana. I have no idea whether he was greater than you in Torah. That's up to you. But Maisim Yadana Ta'kabel Yisure. But Maisim Tovim I know, because he was Makabel Yisurin. Period. Maybe we'll just end with a Chashuk Echemet. It's not a Chashuk Echemet. It's a story quoted at the end of the Apter Rav Sefer. The Oiv Yisrael, the end, there's a story there that's quoted. There was two people who were in a fight in the times of Rav Sadia Gaon, the Gaonim. This is a Parsha Shir type of story. And there was a fight. Why? Because the father had a Sefer Torah. He was very rich, but he had a Sefer Torah that the Mesorah was that Ezra HaSofer himself wrote the Sefer Torah. And the question is, who's going to get it? Which son? So he was like a millionaire, but both sons wanted the Torah. So they said, who's going to get the $1 million? Who's going to get the Torah? So they did a Goral. One got the Torah and one got all the other money. And the other guy was very, very upset. There was a Russia in the town that was just jealous about them all. So he says, I'm going to go get them. So one night he goes into the Torah, he goes into the Aron, and he erases when it says, Va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, he changes the ayin to an aleph. So it says, destroy es Hashem Elokeichem, instead of the ayin. He goes in and he closes it. 2 weeks later they get to that in the Parsha, they read it, they're like, oh my gosh! And they put it back in the Aron. And they're like, and they take another Sefer Torah. So the guy's there, the guy who got the Torah is like, now I have nothing. And even if I have it corrected, it's not going to be the Sefer Torah of Ezra anymore. So his father comes to him in a dream and it says, don't worry about it. The person changed the Aleph to an Ayin, right? He's going to have Ivaron. He's going to be blinded. And number two, Ezra HaSofer is taking care of it. Don't worry. They go the next day, the Sefer Torah is Metukan. Ezra HaSofer came back and corrected his own sefer. But that's the story. But the question is, can you be misaki? Could a sofer who's already dead be misaki in a sefer? Is that a kosher sefer Torah? Right? Can you be misaki in it? Like here, he's paskening after he died. Right? Is that a psak din? So yesh lishol tikkun sefer Torah klisbat the Yehudi chai. Chai b'mitzvahs. Can you do this? Is this like the Gemara in the end of Ksubis where, remember, Rabbi Danasi came back after he died to be motzi them in Kiddush? Anyway, fascinating discussion. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Okay, we'll continue.